how to find the best public relations agency, I'm giving you some tips in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 143. So you're about to launch a new product, you're ready, and you have a plan, a marketing plan, and the promotion is not completely done. You believe you need a PR agency, but you are looking all over. You're in search of the best public relations agency. And there are so many out there. So it's quite difficult to understand which one is good, which one should be good for you. Because from the outside, they seem all similar and sometimes offer similar services, right? Oh my God, I do understand you, and I know it's a dilemma very often because it happens too that our clients ask us for recommendations. They're looking for other type of agencies. They want to create a new website, so they want to know, hey, do you know a good agency that could help us with our new website? Or I'm looking for someone to help us with our advertising, digital advertising campaigns. Of course, we know a few and we recommend them. Really, but it doesn't mean they're the good one. They're really what our clients are looking for, because the choices are just crazy out there. And I'm just like you, because nothing, of course, beats a recommendation from a third party, someone you know, someone you trust. Of course, this is very powerful, and I do that all the time. If I'm looking for something, instead of starting to look online, I'm going to think about who has already used that type of service around me. Is there any of my clients also that could help me in my researches? But let's focus on what matters here, and I want to talk about what can really help you finding the best PR agencies for you and your needs. Well, because the best PR agency for you is not necessarily the most expensive one, the most prestigious one, or award-winning one, the ones that has all these crazy awards. No, my friends, be very careful, because this is how you find the best public relations agency. It's going to be the agency that what offers you a customized plan, a made-to-measure plan for you. That's point number one. Point number two, that agency knows your industry. Point number three, the agency has served similar clients in your industry or very similar to yours, and will develop key performance indicators, the famous KPIs, based on what is valuable for you, not on what they normally do for all their clients. No, of course they can do that bonus and, you know, as a plus, but they need to propose and listen to you. What are you looking for? So let's talk about these four points. And the first one is customized plan. So the best PR agency offers you a made-to-measure plan. Because you need to know this, that many agencies will propose to any clients that knock their door the same exact formula. Maybe it's a formula that works, that generates results, but it might not suit you at all. Because it might generate results. Maybe you won't achieve your goals, your desired goals with their recipe. So be very aware of that. And don't be afraid to ask them, ask the agency, how what they are proposing you is different from what they offer to all their clients. How different it is. We recently had a client that chose to work with us exactly for that, because we were the only agencies that had a very made-to-measure approach and really listened to the client, and was really surprised by that. I was not. And so we were proposing something that would work for that client. The client required a very specific step-by-step public relations plan. Why? Because the target audience where their products was launching was a retailer, very specific, and they had a specific, let's say, window of time. And even if it's a product that young, let's say the Gen Z would love and would love to see on TikTok, well, where the product was available, you needed a membership card. So of course the young, you know, the young generation don't have, let's say, not to name it, a Costco card. So TikTok was not a good solution, if you can understand, not a good platform to do a campaign there, because the target audience was more young families looking to reduce their budget, and they had with a tight budget. Very different, even if the product was really, you know, appealing for younger generations. So this is why sometimes agencies, we need to listen to what the client is looking for. So it may seem obvious, but you would be very surprised by the stories of our clients. And even this client, he said, well, they had met with 4 or 5 agencies. We were the only one that told them what we think they should be doing. So the best PR agency knows your industry, remember that? Even if the agency you wish to work with appears super competent, if they're not familiar with your field of industry, with your, you know, really what where you are performing, whether it's agri-food, beauty, fashion, design, they will struggle to understand you, first of all, if they don't know your industry. It's going to be a bit difficult for them to write press releases using appropriate technical terms from your industry. And they will have to spend a lot of time creating media lists if they don't already work in your industry. So an agency that's will be good for you has already worked in your industry. And let's say you're hesitant to work with an agency that already represents multiple brands in your sector. Let's say they have brands very similar to yours, but they're not the same. Unless really they are working with your number one competitor, I would really consider a partnership with an agency, a similar agency. Why? Here are 3 reasons. If the agency already has clients similar to you or your product, they know really well the journalists and the influencers who will be interested in your company or your product, number one. Number two, the agency can quickly know how to make you shine in the eyes of the journalists, how to really like get their attention, capture their attention, and generate publicity for you, visibility for you. And in certain sectors, such as, let's say, luxury goods, high fashion, beauty, you will benefit from that synergy of other brands in your industry and gain even more visibility. Because humans, journalists or influencers, if you are present them more than, especially journalists, if you talk about more than one product in a similar field, they might talk about those 2 products. We see this every single day at the agency. So yes, agencies generally have significant tools to create lists or media and influencers of all kind. But if they already know your sector, it's going to go fast. So, however, an agency that has been working in similar sector than yours, let's say they know motorsport or the automotive, they know cars quite a bit. They've had cars, so they will develop relationship with these journalists and influencers, and they can really leverage that to your benefit. But I hear you. You're telling me I have a limited budget and I'm really considering choosing this young agency that's amazing on social media, and they have an incredible TikTok account, and they can do everything from, you know, they have photographers, create content, public relations, social media, advertising, digital marketing. You know, they can do it all. They offer like tons of services, well, it's a sign. Be careful, because sometimes, most of the time, they offer too much, unless it's a huge company. But if it's a small agency, they are not expensive and they propose all these services, it means they're just starting and they're trying to attract clients by all possible means, right? So be careful. So the quality and the result you desire might not be achieved, right? You will not be benefiting from what you could do with your money. But I promise you, though, that if you want to better spend your money and you choose a more specialized agency that might cost you more than the shiny one, the young one, you will achieve tangible results and avoid what? Wasting money and time. I've seen it more than once. So young agencies, sometimes they bite more than they can chew, and they over propose, under deliver very often, and then they come to us. We're a bit more expensive, but then they tell us, "Oh wow, I should have come to see you," and blah blah blah, right? And what does the best PR agency? It develops useful KPIs. What do you need to measure? What's important for you? You could decide to, because your product should be in magazines, because it's really important for you. You know that your customer read magazines online or paper. So this could be a goal. Could be you want to be in 5 print magazine, 10 website, 3 newspapers, 2 podcasts. You see what I mean? You can have key KPI just with this. That could be a great way to measure the success of a campaign. Or you want to increase the number of visitors on your website. So you can decide on an achievable, a reasonable, a smart percentage of increase. You know, something that would make sense. Or maybe this cost per 1,000 impressions. That maybe you're aware of that. So let's say the campaign generated, I don't know, 1 million impressions. It cost $10,000 divided by 1 million impressions, and you multiply by 1,000. This will give you a money figure. That's what we call the cost per 1,000, for example. It can be something very different too that you need to measure. That's going to be part of what's going to be important and part of your success. But what matters here really is to really identify what are your expectations and maybe adjust them along the way, because no one knows the future for real. No one has a crystal ball. So setting goals and KPIs really helps. It's going to give you a road, a map to follow. It's something to, you know, look in front of you in the future. It's more about the journey, really, than just the results. If you don't achieve it right away, so reevaluate and see maybe you over-evaluated and maybe something, you know, is happening out there. And your PR agency should be able to tell you. So ultimately, the best public relations agency is the one that is passionate, that listens to you and supports you in your growth and your journey to success, right? To your journey to awareness, your journey to help you get known out there. That's the best PR agency. It's also an agency that really, really wants to make you shine. And most importantly, they will love your company sometimes almost as much as you do. So this is the best PR agency in my book. And I hope you will find yours. But if you want to keep this discussion, you want to talk about it with me, you know where to find me. I'm there for you. And I hope, of course, that you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.